Hi, my name is Aryeh Kaplan, and today we're going to be learning Shkolim chapter 7, Mishnahs 1 and 2. So, Mishnah begins, Ma'os shenimsa'u ben hashkolim linedava. So we had been talking about in the previous chapter that there were 13 collection chests, and according to the Yerushalmi, it seemed to be that they were lined up in a circle. So if you would have a case where the first one, which is the shkolim, and the last one, which is the six of the nedava ones, six of the donative chest, were next to each other, what happened if somebody sort of tried to put a coin into one of those two, and they fell on the floor? So does it go to shkolim, or does it go to nedava? So the Mishnah answers, Karov lishkolim, yipalu lishkolim. If it's closer to the shkolim chest, it goes to the shkolim. Linedava, if it's closer to the donative chest, yipalu linedava, then it goes to the nedava. Mechze lemechze, yipalu linedava. However, if it's 50-50, it goes to the donative chest. So, two questions on this first statement. One is, how do you know that the money should go to which is closest to? So the commentaries of Avadim Hartnur explains that it's based on Devarim 21, Pasuk 3, with the rule of Egla Arufa, the decapitated calf. The general rule is when a murder victim is found between two cities and the killer is unknown, the town nearest to the corpse must take care and follow the procedure. So we always say whatever it's nearest to is what it belongs to. So to here, we don't know where the money was supposed to be. It goes to whatever chest it's nearest to. The second question is, why if it's 50-50, does Nedava get it? And Rav Aja Martinu explains that in that case that Nedava, because it's an Ola, it's a higher sort of sense of sanctity than what the Shkolim money would go to. Because Shkolim money sometimes goes to sin offerings and sometimes that are sometimes eaten by the Kohanim, whereas money in Nedava pretty much always goes towards burnt offerings. Therefore, Nedava wins out if it's 50-50. Now the Mishnah wonders, Ben Eitzim Levona, let's say you found money between the wood offering, the wood chest and the frankincense chest, so what happens then? Karav Leitzim, if it's closer to the wood, it goes to the wood. Yipalu Leitzim, the Levona Yipalu Levona. If it's closer to the frankincense, then it follows to the frankincense. However, Mechza Lemechza, let's say it's 50-50, Yipalu Levona, it goes to frankincense. Why is that? Because wood, ultimately speaking, is not fully a carbon, it's only there to help make a fire on the Bais HaMikdash in the temple so that karbanos can be brought. However, Levon the frankincense itself is a type of karbon. Mishnah continues, Ben Kinen Legoz Leola. Let's say you find a coin between the bird pairs and the pigeon burnt offering. Seemingly, we're going against a position of Rabbi Yehuda, because we learned last chapter was Rabbi Yehuda felt that the Kinen here were referring to ones that were both Olas. We'll see in a minute that the Mishnah here assumes this bird pair is one is an Ola and one is a Chatos. So the Mishnah says, what happens if you find money between these two chests? So Karov the Kinen, if it's closest to like the bird pairs, Yipalu the Kinen, should go to the bird pairs. Legoz le Ola, if it's closest to the pigeon burnt offerings, Yipalu goes to Ola. Mechza le Mechza, let's say it's close 50-50, Yipalu goes to Ola, you go to Golizah, because both of the young pigeons go to burnt offerings, whereas the Kinen, one of the pairs is Chatos, and therefore it's eaten by the Kohanim, so it's a little bit less holy than the Goz le Ola. Now, the Mishnah continues, Ben Chulin Lemaiser Sheni. So this is even dealing with the case in your own home. Let's say your own home, you have two places where you keep money. One is your Chulin place, your place where you keep your regular money. One is the place where you keep your Maiser Sheni money. Karov the Chulin, so if it's near your Chulin, Yipalu Chulin. So even in your own home, in your case, where if it's, the money is found close to the Chulin basket, you can go to the Chulin. You can assume it's your own money to do whatever you want with it. Lemaiser Sheni, Yipalu Maiser Sheni. However, if the money is close to the Maiser Sheni, it has to go into your Maiser Sheni basket. The Maiser Sheni, that money is taken to Yerushalayim and bought used to purchase food and eat that food in Yerushalayim. Mechze lemechze, Yipalu Maiser Sheni. However, if it's 50-50, it goes to Maiser Sheni. And the reason for that is because Maaser Sheni has more shishit use. Zeh calls the general rule, Cholchen Achar Karov L'Hakel. So we follow after whatever it's near, even if it's lenient. Meaning, say, for example, if let's say it's, as we mentioned earlier, between Chulin and Maaser Sheni, even though it's closer to Chulin, so you might say, oh, I should be Machmir. No. So even if the coin is closer to a chest, we'll even be lenient on that and follow the, whatever is closest to you, can put in that basket. However, Mechza L'Mechza, whenever it's 50-50 L'Hakmir, then you go after the more stringent option. That concludes the first Mishnah. The second Mishnah begins, Ma'os shenimsa'u lifnei sochei behema li'olam meiser. So, if you're at an animal dealer in Yerushalayim, and you find money near his table, one has to assume that this money is always meiser sheni. So what's just an idea about meiser sheni? Basically, somebody who has, in many years of the 7-year cycle, so a percent of the fruit goes to Truma, then 10% goes to Meiser that goes to Levi. And another 10% comes off Meiser Sheni that you can take your fruits and bring it and eat it in Yerushalayim. But people who are far away or didn't want to travel with their fruit, they moved the sanctity of their fruits onto silver and brought the silver coins and purchased stuff in Yerushalayim. And Rav Avadia says that one of the things that they brought was shlamim, peace offerings. In fact, they bought quite a bit. And there was a lot of this money laying around because it was 10% of people's income on most years. And when people would come to Yerushalayim, they often would bring their Meiser Sheni because they had to come to Yerushalayim for the regal, and they often bring it during the holidays. But when they left Yerushalayim, they often didn't spend all their money, and they would leave their money with their relatives or friends that lived in Yerushalayim to buy it for the rest of the year. Therefore, the Mishnah says that we should assume that because there's a lot of Meiser Sheni money out there, and the ideal thing to do with it is to buy animals and get shlamim, that you always have to fear and worry that any money found near an animal dealer in Yerushalayim is Meiser Sheni money. However, Behar HaBayis, Chulin. Interestingly, on Temple Mount, if one finds money, you can always assume that that money is Chulin. It's plain, it has no sanctity at all, because usually you don't have to bring money up there. And even though once in a while when people were to come for the holidays, they had holy money in their pockets, most of the time, most of the year, money, if someone did have money up there, it wasn't particularly holy, so you don't have to assume that it's holy. Now the mission continues. Let's say you find money Yerushalayim, Bishas HaRegel Meiser. So during the time, so in general Yerushalayim, not outside of animal deal, just around anywhere in Yerushalayim, if you find money. So if it's in the time of the holidays, when a lot of people come up, and when they're coming to Yerushalayim anyways, they often bring with them a lot of money that's meant to be for Meiser Sheni money, that's meant to buy stuff and eat in Yerushalayim, then one has to assume they found the money that it's Meiser Sheni money, has to be eaten with that sanctity. Because there's an assumption that that's most of the money. However, during the rest of the year, not during the time of the holidays, one can assume that money found in Yerushalayim doesn't have any particular sanctity, and therefore one can do whatever they wish with it. That concludes the second Mishnah. I hope everyone has a great day.